Welcome to Safety School, where we crunch down health, safety and environment learning into simple bite-sized snippets that you can use for your business or your career, helping you improve your knowledge, boost your performance and maybe even providing some inspiration. Let's get started. Thanks for joining me for this short episode of Safety School. This is really just more a public announcement and something to go along with our blog post that we have on our service that's new from safety.com, and it's come out of a result of all the work we've been doing over the last couple of years and all the collaborations we've been doing with people in the HSE space. We've been listening, we've been working alongside HSE professionals and sort of picking up, I suppose, some of the problems that they're facing as we go along. And that's resulted in people proactively coming to us and asking for help with engagement, which obviously is a challenge for many of us out there. Having listened closely to your audience and the struggles that you're going through, and obviously I know from my own experience how challenging it can be when we're talking about HSE and keeping people engaged, getting people involved in the conversation. As a result of all those things, we now have invested and are putting a lot of energy towards offering what I would like to call a pop-up podcast service, where we're able to come in with the technical knowledge that we've gained over the last couple of years and combining that with our health, safety and environment expertise to provide a service that is basically a one-stop shop production service for you to work alongside the people in your business and develop content that you can share as a means of getting people engaged within your business, sharing learning, just broadcasting whatever it is that you feel is useful, and of course getting people involved where you can, particularly for businesses that are larger. And I know a lot of you guys are struggling with workforces that are maybe remote, and there's a bit of a disconnect in terms of the communication strategy. As you probably know, podcasting itself is booming, and there absolutely is really good reason for that in my view. One of them being that podcasting versus video is much more easier to produce in bulk. Certainly not as much sort of worry about what people look like, or you know, people being worried about being in front of a camera. It's not as data heavy when it comes to people downloading it to view it or listen to it. The simple beauty of podcasting is that you can still be doing lots of different things whilst you're listening and consuming the content. And that's why it has become so popular in recent times. From a business perspective, it just seems obvious to me that it should be used as an effective and efficient way to engage your workforce. It's a bit of a no-brainer, really, when you think about it. It's already working elsewhere hugely across the world, effectively. And, you know, why not use it as a medium to communicate within your business? You'll find that the reality is that people, a lot of the time, even in their own time, who are starting a podcast, they don't keep it going. And there's many reasons for that. A lot of them obviously think that they're going to end up with loads of listeners and making lots of money from advertising and so on. But reality is quite different. But the other one, really, apart from that, is that it takes a lot of time and effort, to be quite honest. And you do have to have an amount of technical knowledge and decent equipment if you're going to produce something of quality and which you're happy to share with people. So, you know, that all bundled together is probably the reason why people don't keep it going. It sounds good on the surface, but the potential for the platform is there. It does work. It's a fantastic means of communication. And that's why we're offering a service to help you develop really high quality pieces of digital content that you can share within your business. So if you're an HSE leader or a business leader or manager, then hopefully you already know that your communication strategy is probably the single most important factor when it comes to getting people on board with your wider corporate vision. And unfortunately, as with many things, we don't get much in the way of training or guidance as to how we should be able to do this, except maybe some short internal upskilling if you're lucky. But that's where we can come in, and obviously using our own experience of the challenges around HSE in particular, but also wider business communications. The Safety Project was started with the aim of helping HSE professionals to have more impact, and that's why we're going down this route, and it's led us naturally towards developing this service where we're combining our passion for this type of communication and or HSE knowledge and understanding where we can relate to the issues that you're facing, but taking that technical and time burden away from you, because as I said before, it's not really feasible for you to be able to do it while it's working, you know, a full-time job. It takes a lot of time, resource and understanding. But crucially, if you're working alongside us, you know, we help you to make sure that you're bringing the employees into play when we're producing content, using that real life learning, making that intrinsic to the process. And that obviously makes it more authentic, gets people engaged, and ultimately, hopefully, will lead to better outcomes as well. So we're really excited, as you can tell, I'm sure, by my voice, that we're helping some of the most progressive teams across some really big projects in the UK and Ireland here at the moment. If you do feel your business would benefit from this type of new approach, I suppose, to help engage your workforce, and you want to find out more detail, please reach out to me, pop me an email through to richard@safety.com. We'd be happy to set up a trial and see what feedback you get, because obviously, you know, the proof is in the pudding, and we wouldn't expect you to invest a lot of time and money into something without testing it out and see if it's going to work as well. So hopefully, you know, we can give you a taster of that if you want it. So keep pushing forward. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this short podcast. It is a bit different to what we normally do, but we're excited about this service, and we'll look forward to speaking to any of you that would like our help. Thanks for listening. See you soon.
That's it for this episode of Safety School. We hope this was helpful. If so, please remember to rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Google Podcasts, or Spotify. And remember, for more health, safety, and environment help, you can visit us at safety.com. Until next time, take care.